Okay, item eight is a rezoning at 232 Academy Road under file DAZ 211 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item nine is a conditional use at 232 Academy Road under file DCU 11705 of 2013D. As well, item 10 is a variance at 232 Academy Road under file DAV 117058 of 2013D.
Okay. The applicant, Rob Clement and Alan Clement. Can you come down? It is just for information.
Oh, this isn't Ellen, this is Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Go ahead. Yeah, with regards to this application, I really have nothing to add. To review, I guess.
Any questions? Thank you. There's no opposition? But there is, for information,
he's up there right now. Then I'll have one question.
And you're up there right now. Noon Fletcher. Mike Manning, do you wish to speak?
Yes.
Come down.
These are people in support?
For information.
For information.
Thank you. Unaccustomed to this. I don't know if I'm in opposition or more of concern. I live right beside the proposed unit being built and the 228 Academy Road, which I bought for a retirement home or a retirement condo. And I'm very concerned about what this proposed housing or the fourplex will do to our to my unit, for the value of the unit. As I understand it, there will be there will be four units in it, and I simply am not aware of the rules and whatnot of how to do this, but that to me means that my value of my property is going to go down, in that there probably will be, could be eight new tenants or more than that living in that place. And the parking, I understand, for eight cars.
Not clear.
Traditionally, there would be one or two cars. It's a single unit area. So whether I'm in strong opposition or just more concerned on how that's going to happen and not affect us adversely is more of a question, I suppose, than a strong opposition. My specific concerns, obviously, are the traffic coming in and out, up to eight cars, because there's parking for eight cars, anywhere from minimum of four up to a family of two plus their children. And that area of Academy is just not, I don't think, designed or zoned for that. So,
Mr. Manning, are you in opposition or are you just for information?
Well, is there going to be more of a presentation as to what the fencing is going to be, what the drainage is going to be, and those sorts of specifics?
That's the question you can ask us right now, and then we can ask administration after. So if you say, I would like to know about, drainage, that you mentioned water drainage.
Water drainage and the fencing, separation.
You can ask that question, and then, and you are asking that question. So, no, we got to them, not just to us.
No.
Yeah, no, you're, so what you do is,
okay.
You ask that question.
You want me to formally ask? I'm sorry, I'm just not clear.
Yeah, no, so what you're doing, you're asking specific questions for the committee.
Okay.
We probably won't be able to answer you, obviously, but then we'll ask those questions to the administration later.
I understand. So my specific question will be the water drainage, because I understand that they'll have their own driveway in there, but obviously with our driveway beside it and that much traffic and the ice and the snow and the drainage, if they build higher than we do or if there's a lot of traffic, the turning radius there is going to be very restricted. So the access, the driveway, how it's going to be drained, what the barrier will be between our residents and their residents, and specifically how many people will be living there, and if they're rental units, how many people he's going to allow to live there. Is that specific enough? Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll allow the applicant to answer you later on.
The applicant can deal with that after.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So that's it for me?
That's it for you now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Gerald Ellery, for information.
Just like to get some information as to snow removal with the, it's a 75-foot lot with one driveway going by the building and parking at the back there. And the way I see the plan there, the only way to remove the snow would be to pull it back and then push it out and have it physically removed. There's no place to pile up the snow unless you put it in front of the house, which questions whether how often they'd be removed. You know, is it daily if it's snowing every day, or is it just piled up in front of the house and there's trees up front? That's mainly my concern. And as Mike said, the separation, because the two drivers are right now wide open. So I allow the people next door to turn their cars around, but if there's going to be eight cars going, I don't want that. I need a fence there. There's a hedge in the front that could be continued, right? But I think Rob has already mentioned that would be the case. So I don't want my whole yard to be a turning area. Okay. Thank you.
There's no more, is there?
Oh, she's looking at the next one? That's the next one, yeah.
Okay. The applicant? Yeah, come back and answer any further information regarding what the people for information wanted. And
okay, with regards to snow removal, I've managed buildings for many years, and typically you go in with a bobcat, it drops its bucket, it pulls it out, and I think that the logical plan there would be to pull the snow forward and just put it on the front yard, and then from time to time the contractor hauls it away. And, you know, that's not unlike many other properties, where you have the property line. You can't dump it on the neighbor's property, obviously, and that's simply what we would do there. And the contractors, of course, make extra revenue when they haul the snow, when they physically remove it. So you can be certain that they'll be removing it when it gets to a certain height. So as far as the snow removal, that's what would happen there. And as the gentleman mentioned, as far as the driveway, the plan would be to have a some kind of guardrail or something that's aesthetically pleasing and something that's acceptable to the neighbors that would run down right down the middle of the property line. And then that would, that would eliminate any chance of the neighbors backing their vehicles onto their property, as they shouldn't. And, that would solve that issue, I think.
Okay. Any further questions?
You may not be able to answer. Can you answer about the drainage?
Oh, yes. With one condition for any, when you have planning, you're required to do a lot grading, and that's addressed there because the surveyor will dictate to myself how that grading's to be done, and they'll address the direction that the water is to flow, whether it be toward the street or back toward that park area. But the lot grading will not be prepared so that the water be draining onto the neighbor's driveway, of course. You know, the driveways, I would think, would be at the same level. And, so we're not going to be 6 inches higher or anything. even aesthetically, it's going to look a lot better if the driveways are at the same level, so that, you know, they don't have to be concerned with water, you know, flowing toward their property.
Another question is, do you have, obviously with the lack of opposition here today, did you go around the neighborhood at all?
Oh, yes. I canvassed the area very, very heavily, and I have copies that I've submitted to the city, to the planners. I was able to speak to 12 neighbors. Three of them are rental units, and the tenants had no opinion. 11 of the 12 provided letters of support, and the only gentleman who did not provide support, but nor did he, was he objecting, is a gentleman that lives out of the city and rents his unit out above a bookstore that's just across the street and down two doors. So I canvassed everything east to Harrow, west to Guelph, and across the street.
Another question is, this is planned to be a condo, is that correct? Condominium?
I'm not 100% certain on that. It might be, you know, it might be a rental unit, but likely we'll put them into condos. And something I was going to add, I built three condos 2 years ago, which I think, John, you're familiar with how nice they turned out on Grosvenor there.
On Grosvenor, yeah.
Many potential clients to look at these condos typically only have one vehicle, and generally they're smaller vehicles. And you won't be having families with children typically buying or looking at buying one of these condos. The market would be typically a couple or... you know, just a father and a son, or.
And I know some people would like us to have a bylaw that can prevent children, but
no.
No, that's good for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
Is there
you.
Anything else?
Nope. Just have a question to the administration, if I may. To the administration, can you explain to me a little bit how the land grading works, the lot grading works? For the public?
I really can't. The lot grading plan gets submitted to Water and Waste Department.
Yeah, okay.
And they review it, and it has to meet their specifications.
Yeah, just, correct me if I'm wrong, but they do that for every lot, and they take that into account, especially
yes.
with new builds. You're not going to be seeing a 4-foot higher property than the guy beside it. We'll make sure the water goes the right way. Yeah, we've had, yeah, it's when people don't get the permits is when we get in trouble. Mm-hmm. People do their own grading. That's it for me. Moving. The report will be public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Receive public representation be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.